At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Bastards Series Prediction Show. The Red Sox just wrapped up a 3-game set with the Baltimore Orioles, dropping 2 games out of 3. They now head back to the friendly confines of Fenway Park. They will have a 4-game set against the Detroit Tigers this weekend. I'm your host, Jason Kelly. I'm here with Terry Cushman. I'm here with Jeremy Schilling. So, guys, let's dive right into this 4-game set, starting with Thursday night at 7:10, Nick Pivetta going up against Jack Flaherty. Jeremy, who do you got in game one?
So, Jack Flaherty's 1-4 with a 3.84 ERA with 81 strikeouts already on the year. Only 9 walks, 1.08 whip. Pivetta's 2-3, 4.2. We know he got hurt there and missed some time. This feels like a game that I feel like at home the Red Sox should win. They won't. They'll lose the game. I will say this. I was just ethering the Red Sox the last time we recorded on the series recap, and I went through the stats. This Tigers offense, guys, is borderline pathetic. They're 17th in batting at .236, 18 on base percentage, .306, 19th in runs. They've 25th in home runs. They're 20th in slugging. You look at the offensive numbers and you say, how are they one game below .500? Obviously the pitching's been okay. So it just feels like I have taken a game like this all season, or at least since I've been back on the podcast, and said, this is a game they should win. They'll win it. They won't. They'll lose it.
All right. Terry, who do you got?
So in the month of May, it hasn't been quite that bad. If you look at the seasonal numbers, yeah, Detroit doesn't look good. They're 16th and on base in May. Not great, but, you know, they've improved a little bit. And then where are they in average? 13th. And they're 9th or 10th in doubles. 8th in doubles. So, I mean, is this the type of offense that can punish a slumping rotation? Maybe. I mean, Jeremy, obviously, not super confident. To me, the big thing tomorrow is, will Pivetta figure it out? He's, you know, he's been roughed up a little bit recently, and he's up against a guy who's been pretty good almost all year, Jack Flaherty. Kind of probably going to be the comeback player of the year, basically, if he can keep this up. I'm going to give the edge to the Tigers as well.
I think I'm going to take the Red Sox in this one, and this is a tough one to choose because Flaherty has been very good ever since he signed with the Tigers, and I openly wanted him this offseason. I thought the Red Sox should have taken a chance on him. They didn't, along with a lot of other pitchers, but side topic. But I do think Pivetta has pitched pretty well since he's come back from the injury. I don't love this Tigers offense. I know they've been playing better. I know they're scrappy, but I don't think they'll put up enough. And as good as Flaherty has been, I think the Red Sox can get to him. So I'm not expecting a high-scoring game in game one, but I think the Red Sox will do enough. They can chase Flaherty early. And Pivetta, I think, can go deep into the game, and I think that'll be enough. So I'll take the Red Sox for game one. So with that, we'll move to game two. Sorry for all of you who are not unplugged, but this is another Apple TV Plus game. Friday night at 7:10. Tanner Houck going up against the returning Kenta Maeda. Jeremy, who do you got in game two?
You have Kenta Maeda. I have Reese Olson.
So I'm looking at ESPN, and I think Maeda is back. He is activated from the IL.
Okay, so well, that changes my analysis tremendously because Reese Olsen's been absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, I got Olsen going on Saturday in Game 3, so it's Maeda okay. versus Hauk.
So this is Hauk's 4-5. He's been absolutely outstanding. There's no question. He's your ace. I think he's a legitimate all-star prospect. You know, he's going to make the all-star team. You got to win the Hauk starts. You have to do it. It's they got to find a way to get to 3 or 4 runs, potentially a couple of them early, so Hauk can settle in and cruise. And I think this is then a game they win.
Terry, who do you got?
Not going to really get into it too much. I think the Red Sox are absolutely going to obliterate Kenta Maeda, who is just barely hanging on at this point. I don't know what got him on the injured list, but he's had one game back. Didn't give up a single run to the Toronto Blue Jays, but only struck out one batter. And I think the Red Sox are just going to – I'd be surprised if Maeda gets out of the third inning. I think they're going to put up a bunch of crooked numbers, and Hauk is going to do his thing, and this is the most winnable game of the series for the Red Sox.
I agree. If the Red Sox don't win this game, something went terribly wrong. Either Hauk gets lit up out of nowhere, which – with this Tigers offense, I don't anticipate that happening. Or Kenta Maeda finds the fountain of youth and shuts down your lineup. And as Jekyll and Hyde as the Red Sox lineup has been, Kenta Maeda, like at this point, Terry, you're right, like he's barely hanging on. He doesn't have much left. At his last start, like he came back off the IL. He barely pitched 4 innings. Like he doesn't strike people out. He has nothing electric. So the Red Sox lineup should be able to manufacture runs against this guy. Even if it's just, I'm not saying you have to tee off and hit a bunch of home runs, but like do what they've done when they're at their best. Get guys on base, utilize your speed, steal some bases, you know, get like that chain offense going. I could totally see them doing that. And I don't think Tanner Houck, as good as he's been all year, is suddenly going to slip up against the Detroit Tigers. And I'm not trying to like bury them too much. I do like what the Tigers are building and what they're doing, but they're not there yet. That offense has so many holes in it. Tanner Houck should be okay. So I just think the Red Sox offense should tee off on Maeda, do what they usually do, manufacture some runs, and Tanner Houck will shut down the Tigers lineup. Should be a win for the Red Sox. I don't think it's all that complicated. So with that, we'll move to Saturday's game. That's at 4:10 in the afternoon, back on Nesson. Cooper Criswell going up against Reese Olson. Jeremy, who do you got?
Detroit. Reese Olson is 1-5. How? I'm not quite sure. He had a really bad start early in the year against Pittsburgh, his second start of the year. He gave up 6 runs earned. The rest of the year, he's given up 6 earned runs. His ERA is 1.92. He had a bad start 2 starts ago, 2 2/3, 5 hits, 1 earned, 2 runs. But then he bounced back last week nicely against Toronto with no earned runs over 6 1/3. Criswell's, we talked about him on the series recap. The only thing I can't account for is he could be good against the Tigers, but I think it's going to be, if he does that, it's a low scoring game and we're not going to get to Olson. So I just the way it's going, I think the Tigers win this game.
Sorry, who do you got?
Admittedly, I'm not that familiar with Reese Olson. I was just trying to see where he was among their top prospects. But for all I know, they could have gotten him in a trade or something. I'm just scrolling down real quick here. Yeah, he's not. It's not in their top. Yeah, so I probably should have looked that up before we came on. But I'm not a. I'm getting growingly pessimistic with Chris Well and looking at some of the metrics for Olsen kind of on the fly. He's not a big punch out guy. He did walk three in his last outing. I could see the Red Sox, you know, putting up 3-4 runs, maybe even a five spot. But is he going to be as bad as Cooper Criswell? I don't think so. And I just... The Tigers haven't been that bad offensively. I mean, they got a few decent players like Carey Carpenter, for instance, Matt Vierling, both hitting over 300 for the month of May. Andy Ibañez has put up pretty decent numbers at second base. He's a good contact hitter. Just going down the list here. That's about all that you know stands out as far as offense. Spencer Torkelson having a down year. He had four home runs in the month of May, but only had a 200 clip with a 258 on base. But Mark Canna is, again, he's been solid in the past, but not having a great season. I trust Olsen more than I do Criswell. Give me the Tigers in game three.
Yeah, I'll take the Tigers in this one as well. So Reese Olsen actually originally drafted by the Brewers when he came out, and the Brewers traded him to Detroit for Daniel Norris, who was another high pick of the Tigers. Didn't work out, but as you said multiple times, Terry, like, the Brewers know pitching, and they drafted this guy originally. So he's kind of worked out, changed of scenery. He's worked out there in Detroit. I can't trust Criswell to provide you a full solid game. And Olsen's kind of been on his hair this year. I know his record doesn't, you know, reflect it, but he's looked really good. His numbers are ridiculous. So, and again, it's another guy that the Red Sox have not seen before. It's a pitcher that they're not familiar with. And I don't feel good about that. So I just don't trust Criswell. I don't trust him to, I think he'll do okay. I don't think he'll be as disastrous as he was this past week against Baltimore, but I don't trust him to do well enough where he, like, shuts down, you know, this lineup and, you know, he shuts them out and the Red Sox can win 3-1. I don't think he's at that point now. So I'm going to take Detroit in game three because I think Reese Olsen is on a tear right now. He's kind of found himself in a new organization. He's getting a shot now. And Cooper Criswell, I think, maybe he's regressing to the mean. And I hate to say that. I hope he's not. I'd love to see him kind of bounce back to where he was his first couple of starts. But this is what you get when you think that you have a guy who's found money. It's, you know, he's going to regress at some point. So I will take I'll take Detroit in game three. So with that, we'll move to the series finale, Sunday afternoon at 1:35. Brian Bayo going up against Casey Mize. Jeremy, who do you got in the finale?
The Sox. And the reason is that Casey Mize is not pitching well. He was a 3.5 ERA after May 15th start in Miami. His following start against Kansas City, he threw 1 2/3, 9 hits, 6 runs, all earned. And then last start against Toronto, 4 1/3, 8 hits, 3 runs, all earned. Didn't strike out a guy. I think Bayo continues to build off coming back. And assuming they're down 2-1 in the series, they find a way to equal it and come out with a series split.
Terry, who do you got?
I won't waste a ton on this one. Casey Mize sucks. He's their biggest bust of a prospect that they've had in a while. He was drafted, I think, pretty highly. This is the perfect lineup for Bayo to try to fix himself. I mean, it's not a terrible lineup, but it's not a robust lineup. So this is where he should be able to hopefully maybe, you know, start a nice run here. I know we're going to be running through the gauntlet anyway, but it's a great pitching matchup for him. And the other reason I'm picking the Red Sox here is it was just brought to my attention this past Sunday. We are undefeated on Sundays. So I don't see how we're going to blow it this Sunday with this exact matchup. I have the Sox winning Sunday and splitting the series 2 games apiece.
I really wish you hadn't told me that, because now I want to pick against them. I'll stick with my pick. I'm going with the Red Sox too. The Tigers, I don't know what they did with Casey Mize, but they screwed him up some way, because he was supposed to be this dominant. He was supposed to be the Paul Skeens of his time when he came out of the draft. The Tigers, I don't know if they screwed him up in his development, or I know he got hurt in between there, but he's not the same guy. I think Bayo, he still has those starts that frustrate you. And even this past start against Baltimore, he frustrated you because gave up 3 runs right away, but he settled down, kind of figured it out. And I think that he has that fire in him where he's like, you know, I'm sick of not being considered the ace of the staff. And this is a good lineup for him to go up against. Like, he can dominate this lineup if he really wants to, and he should. So I'll pick Bayo and the Red Sox to win game four. Sorry. And I again, like, just whatever Detroit did to Casey Mize, they screwed him up. And I think the Red Sox lineup will get to him. So I have a series split. It's, you know, I wish it was better, but Detroit is a little bit pesky, and the Red Sox have not been very consistent lately. So I got them splitting this weekend, even at home.
You know that Casey Mize, though, is also looking at this pathetic Red Sox lineup being, this is where I can get fixed. And we'll see. We'll see if it happens. If Dom Smith and Cooper can, you know, have some big games or whatever. But one thing, though, that's interesting here is it's Alex Cora versus AJ Hinch. And you know Hinch wants to get one over on his old bench coach. So perhaps there'll be some extra motivation behind the scenes, but still have to pick the split.
Yeah, I agree. And maybe Hinch is going over into him, you know, before the game, being like, so where are you thinking of heading next after this year? Because you're not staying here, right?
Yeah, or he could be like, hey, you want to be my bench coach for a year, you know, till a good opening happens?
Yeah. I heard St. Louis is looking for a new guy if you want to head out to the Midwest. Yeah.
Could you imagine if he chose being a bench coach over a manager? Because we know the Red Sox want him.
I don't think they do. I don't think they want to pay him $8 million a year. I think that's
I agree with you, and that's why he won't be there. And he also wants to manage a winning ball club, and they're not providing the talent to do that. But I mean, that would just be an all-time slap in the face.
Yeah. Let me go be a bench coach again
for Detroit. Not gonna happen. But man, that would be especially pathetic.
I can't believe Hinch signed an extension there last year. I said it on the podcast so many times. I'm like, he's just waiting for Baker to finish it out, and then he's going to go back Alex Cora style. It's the plan. And then he signed the extension with Detroit, and then Houston went with their longtime bench coach, Joe Espada. So I whiffed on that one, but.
Well, Detroit's got a future, and they're in a weak division. So, not the worst idea. But yeah, if Alex Cora takes a bench coach job, like, he's got to fire his agent. Like, that's, you can't do that. Yeah, no.
Well, he knows he can't hire Scott Boras. That won't go well.
But. No, that's true. Yeah. So with that, we'll wrap up this prediction show. So enjoy the weekend series against the Tigers. The weekend crew will have you guys Monday morning to wrap all that up. And we'll have a couple more shows for you guys coming up this weekend as well. So have a nice weekend. Everyone take care. See you later. Take care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.